Good morning, everyone. Past week's daf was daf Nun Beis in the sixth perek of Maseches Nedarim. Let's see. We start from the Mishnah on the bottom. Last two lines in the Aleph on the Beis. It's up to Mishnah. Noedim Nacholo Muta Bekum. Shulman, someone makes a neder. He asks himself on Cholo for milk. Muta Bekum. Right, he's mutter with the kum. The Ran tells us, kum is mayim hayoytzim min acholov. What's the English translation on that? Way, okay, right. That helps us. Yeah. Okay. All right. It seems to be that if maybe if you let milk sit for a while, or if it's not pasteurized, maybe it happens faster. It separates. There are two parts that are made up of the milk itself. Someone who asters cholov, he's mutter on the kum. He doesn't mean to aster kum. He's specifically referring to the cholov. B'yosi oiser. B'yosi asters that by being noted in a cholov, that will aster kum also. We'll see more talks about that. When I come to Becholov, Zokta Mishnah, let's say that when he makes the Isser, he asks the Kum. Zokta Mishnah, when I come to Becholov. The Ran speaks that over here, that it would seem from the Mishnah that Machlekes was only set up in the first seer. Whether he asks cholov that includes kum or not, Beis says includes kum, it would sound like from the Hemshcha Mishnah, but everyone agrees, min akum it's mutter b'cholov. See, that's the Ran over here. So the Ran, min akum it's b'cholov. The full Mishnah masnis in mash from the Beis nami moed b'ho. The Ran says that the way the Mishnah speaks, the Loshon HaMishnah, it would the mashmois would be that Beis agrees to this second bava here. Mihu bebrayis the gemara polik. However, Zokteran that there's a brayis that the gemara brings where Rabbi Yosi argues. The hago over here already is ma'or the shaila. When you learn through the sugya, we don't really have such a brayis like that. In our brayis that gemara brings later on, there is no remez like this. So it seems to be a shaila of the Girsois. Okay, so we'll see about that. When we'll get back to that in the Gemara. So the Mishnah weiter. Abo shalom hanoid ben agvina asr bo be mlucha utfeilu. So the Gemara noch halocha someone asrs gvina beneder. Zokt Mishnah that includes whether it's maluch, whether it's salted or not. The Ran speaks out over here that what's the chiddush over here? Zokt the Ran, the bottom line, Hanoid ben agvina asur bo bein maluch men feila, to lo yitema mipnei shereiv hagvinas maluch hezein. Right? I mean, you see the Ran is bothered that what's the chiddush? I mean, cheese is cheese. It's not the fact that it's not salted doesn't make it. It's not cheese. So that loy tamev nei shereiv hagvinis meluche sein stoma melucha mashma. Ran says in a chanami, of course it's cheese, but there might be reason to think that if a person doesn't specify, since most cheeses have the melach. So there would be a reason to believe that we should understand that when a person says gvina, he doesn't specify, and he's referring to the right gvinas, which are maluchas, and that might be the reason why, if it's not maluach, it wouldn't be included in his nether kamash malon. That's what the Mishnah is coming to say.
So if he was mefarish that he only meant maluach, we would believe him, and he'd only be asr and maluach. This is only if he doesn't know. Stan?
It's a good question. Whether you have this subject to the halacha of Yerushin Lahokel. Mm-hmm.
next daf, Rabbi Davis and I are handling this issue of Kavana versus Lashon.
Yeah.
So I see here also it came up, and I didn't notice it.
Right. It's something which is constantly what to work with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just think for a second. Okay. Wo man sein? Sagt mich da weiter. Ein Ebene Bosser, Mutter, Bereite, Huwe, Kiepa. Person makes an Eder on Bosser. Mishu says his Mutter, Bereite, Huwe, Kiepa. Bereite would refer to the liquid, whether that's what comes into a bottle which cooked in water, or even if it's not cooked in water, but it's the juices that would come out, that would also be roitiv. Right, we'll see. I might make an afkamina of these two applications, as far as the bittel, whether there's something else over here, there's heter here also. And keeper, the Ran tells us what keeper refers to. On the top line of the kipanu dakdak shel basar shi'er l'shulei kedera, that when one cooks basar, I think in water, he's cooking, so the fine particles of the basar become removed, and then they eventually float to the bottom, not float, but they sink to the bottom, and so that. That's what Kippur is referring to. And the Mishnah says over here that Noitim and Abosar is Mutter Bereitiv of Mekippur, that this is not included in Bosar. It's not what Bosar means, or that's not what he's referring to when he says Bosar.
Sometimes when you cook, there's like foam, they call it scum, comes to the top, cooked meat, and usually some people skim that off. Is that what we're referring to here? Or this is like you see literally the strands of meat. That's what we're talking about.
Well, I mean, it says over here shi'er l'shulei kedera, right? Shulei kedera means the bottom of the pot.
So
if you're it might be also another application, but it sounds like that the keep over here specifically refers to what we discussed. There might be another point that you want to know. What about that? What would that be? Have the same halacha, seemingly, right? These seem to be things which are a byproduct.
What you're talking about sounds more like the roitav, the juices, even though it's stuck to the side. No,
could be that's a result.
You're saying it's on the
result of the juices that comes to the top.
I saw a difference because the scum is mamish from the meat. Rotev is something, it was a liquid that got the tom of the meat. There's a difference, two types of rotev.
There's rotev, it's just, if you put the meat in water, then you're exuding some meat into the water, but it's also just, by itself, the juices will leak out. That's a different type of rotev, right?
I would call that mushrooms.
Gravy,
right? Types of gravy.
If I squeeze meat, the juice into the thing, you're calling that's rotive from the meat?
That's squeezing if you cook it out of the meat.
Either way, it's the juice that comes out of the meat. Through cooking, through squeezing.
Yeah, I think when you roast something, there's a liquid that comes out also, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, okay. So you roast it without any liquid at all. That juice on the bottom, you call that a rotive and not meat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I would think. It's just not mixed in anything else. So if your head is based on bittel, you're not going to have bittel over you because there's nothing else. It's not moved in with any head.
Keep as mamish pieces, little pieces, yeah?
It seems to be like small strands. Yeah.
And sometimes when you cook meat, you see like the bottom of the pot has like, I wouldn't eat it. It's like a fatty kind of, I don't know, like a pinkish thing, like little tiny, not strings, like little pieces of stuff.
pieces, yeah.
Yeah.
But is it coming? It's actually no. It's like shearings of the meat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ah, that's what it seems to be.
Very fatty and very like jelly kind of substance, uh-huh. Like schmack.
Okay, so maybe that's why it comes off. It's, you know, it's not from the actual.
Unless it's from the actual strands of meat, maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah, so not so familiar with the kitchen aspect over here, but so could be that, you know, so someone knows the specifics what it would refer to. Dak shel basar shiur the shliach derer, you know, what that would mean.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So now the Mishnah says that the Tanna Kamma says it's mutar b'rotav kibum, and Yehuda says it's osur. Rabbi Yehuda oyser. Zok the Mishnah, Amar Yehuda. Yehuda brings a maisa as a proof of support what he's saying. Maisa v'osar aleinu. Olai. Reb Tarfon. Let's see the gears over here. Beim. Beim shen ispashlu imoy. Now, see, he's saying that Reb Tarfon asked Beim that were nispashal with Boston. Now, why were the Beim Nesar? The Beim were Nesar because the right of Lechor was absorbed into the Beim. So the Isser over here is because of Reitiv. So that's his raya, that if Reitiv wasn't also, so why would the Beim be also? Elamah, the Reitiv is also, because since the Reitiv was Ne'esar, that's what's causing the Isser on the Beim. Omru lo yikain hadovam. So they told him like this, that it's true that we understand Reb Tarfon acid it, and there is a situation where that's also. However, the following, it's not right to what we're discussing. When is that true? When would Beim be also? Bisman sha'omar basar zeh olai. Only if he said basar zeh olai. Shanad min adavar v'nis arif ba'acher im yeish boi b'nois n'tam osun. Now, like this, the issue over here is whether, let's talk about Reitiv, right? Whether the Reitiv is Nesar, was Nesar. I mean, we understand that the reason why the Beim are Osir is because of the Reitiv. Now, Reb Yehuda understood that was because anytime a person asks his Basar, that asks his Reitiv. And therefore, that Loshen would also answer Beim Shnei Spashlu with Basar. On that, the Chacham said to him that that Reitiv comes also when a person asks Basar is only if he said Basar Zeh. Now, this that he says, Shehanoide min Hadova v'nisar v'acher, I don't know, it's going to be more over here. What's this Hemshech over here? That's not the issue. Right? The issue over here is, as everyone agrees, that if something was Nesar and it's Nesar with something else, you know, then you have the Dine Bittel. Right? If it's, you know, if it's not Bottle, it's Asers. If it is Bottle, it does Aser. Our Shiloh over here is whether this Asers. So why are they fearing us? Why are they saying this piece over here? As if like this is not the reason according to Yehuda. I mean, everyone agrees that when someone asks something, then im yesh b'nois n'tam, it asks, even according to Yehuda, right? It's because it was nois n'tam, l'chor, right? In other words, this is the Beim are also. The Beim are not also because it's not the Beim, right? The Beim are also because when he asked the Basar, so the whatever was nesa with the Basar was now nesar with the Beim, and that's why it's also. That's what I would have thought. Right? How do we understand this halacha over here? So what we're just being ma'ir over here is that what the rabbanon are saying is a Muslim land shomer basar zeh alai. Because what they should have said, because when you say basar zeh, then you taka ask the relative. That's the point. Right? But what they say over shanoidim and adover, vinis arv ba'achem, That's not an esinus tam for their shita as opposed to Behuda. Everyone agrees that however you got there, but whatever you did to aser the roitiv, now if it's inside of something else, if it's nice and tam, it'll aser. So that's the chur, not really the point over here.
Can we just step back ahead?
Okay.
I don't 100% understand what the Rav's saying, so I might be off here.
Yeah, yeah.
But but are we understanding specifically that the eggs got taste from gravy? Because I would think this would apply even if the egg was not touching the gravy. The idea here, I thought, was that the eggs are getting flavor from the meat and something
flavor, right? I mean, that's really what roitiv is, right? I mean, roitiv is flavor from the meat, right? So when I say roitiv, we mean the flavor from the meat.
What's your question?
It is a little different, right? Because, I mean, like if we were to go to grapes, right? So we say wine is different than grapes, right? Even though clearly it comes from the grapes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the concept that gravy is different is a different entity from the meat. I think we say is that, you know, even though it was once part of the meat, but now it came out, it's gravy, right? And I think what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that even though it's a different entity, but if it's getting a flavor from the etzem entity, that it remains aser, right? In other words, that it's considered that since it gets flavor from the meat, that in this gravy there is meat, or in this egg there is meat. I think there's a subtle difference between.
Well, let's right. Let me just try to bring out your point. I mean, is there a difference? They're arguing whether you say boss is there or you don't say boss is there, but are they arguing what happens? They might be arguing in conditions, but is there a machlekes in when it's also why it's also? You know, these eggs, right? Is there a machlekes why these eggs are also?
No. I'm not following this whole discussion quite honestly. What?
Me too.
Okay, so maybe let me.
Even prior to Shlomo's issue, I really wasn't understanding what the Rav was saying.
The Machlekes over here, I thought was that what is the terminology that one has to use in order that we'll call it the tam, right? Go back to the source. I mean, what's asking the eggs over here is some part of the basar. Is that agreed on? Right? Why the eggs also? Because there was absorbed in the egg is something that came from the basar. Right? We'll call it roiti. You want to call it tam? You could call it tam. Right? But something, right? Now that was in discussion before. The Hanoidim and Abosar is Roitiv Osar or not. The Tanakhama said that it's not Osar, and therefore by the same token that lotion were one to have cooked eggs with the Bosar, they would be mutter. Rabbi Huda says it's Osar. Because Rabbi Huda says that when Hanoidim and Abosar, that Asar's the roitiv, and therefore, when you cook the eggs in the basar, what's absorbed in the eggs is this roitiv or tam without the roitiv, right? But it's what came out of the basar, which is really the root of the issur of the roitiv. Rabbi Huda holds that it's also. So, Chacham are coming to say that I agree with you. That it could be the roitiv will be also only if you said basar zeh. So that means that they're arguing that what is the term one has to use in order to answer the roitiv. That's what I would have understood what the machlekes is. Now, if that's so, so once that term is used and you assert the reitiv, now what, the explanation why it asserts something that it gets mixed up with is that everyone agrees upon. That's not the issue here. That was the reason of Rebbe Hood in the first place. Why the eggs also? The eggs are also not because the eggs are also. The eggs are also because there was something that was in this Arab in the eggs. So therefore, the question that we were raising was: is that when the Chachamim argued on Reb Tarfon and they said you on Rebbe Hood, I'm sorry, and they said that you understood wrongly the this ma'aseh that you bring from Reb Tarfon, they told him that. That the reason for that is because you said Basar Zeh. That's why it's Asar. Not if you would have just said over there a noider from Basar, Itak would not have been Asar. That's the point of their machlekes. Now this next line, Shehan noider min hadavar v'nisharif ba'acher, that's not what the Rabbanan is saying. Anything new? Isn't that Rabbi Uda was also saying?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm asking to this. And that's what
right.
You're saying.
Right. So the question was, is that it sounds like the Mishnah mentions this over here. It would sound like that this is what the Rabbonon are following through with. I mean, this could have been before. Who the Oyser? Why? Unless maybe that's how you learn the Mishnah. This really goes back on before. Right? And it's like an interruption over here, and the Rabbi Yehuda's words really weren't finished. Okay, if you say that that's what Mishnah means, then there's no question. I was assuming, the question was based on the fact that we assume that Yehuda finished what he said, and the Rabbanan now are countering, and this is part of their counter, and that was the question was that this part there's no machlokes is about. That's where that question came from. I'd say if you read the Mishnah, that there's really like an interruption, and this line, Shanoida, really should have been upstairs in Rabbi Yehuda, then I have no question. Okay, so could be that's you know, there are those that just learned the Mishnah like that. It was simple that they understood to connect that back in Rabbi Yehuda, and this is not the Rabbanan talking. And all the Rabbanan are saying is Emos Bisman Shabbos Zeh Olai. Period. That's over. Well, discussion over.
Right. So if it had been above and it said Shanona Mina Dover,
it's not talking about what it is. Shanona Mina Dover just means. That if a nether asks something and it gets mixed up, now what are the terms? You work it out yourself, whatever you hold. But if Shanoidim and Adover, if you make a nether and you ask for such a thing, and now that thing is inside of something else, it asks with a nice and time. That's, you know, a very generic idea.
Because Rabbi Yehuda's holding even Basar without the Zeh. And this Lushan could go either way. It could go on a Lushan Zeh according to Rabbanan. Or even without the Zeh according to Rabbi Yehuda, is that what you're saying?
That's the premise of the point over here. That this line over here is not related to Rabbi Yehuda, to the Rabban any more than Rabbi Yehuda, right? Shanedim ben Adover, right? That means that when Nether asks something and it gets mixed up with something else, it's also in recent time. Everyone agrees to that. There is no question about that. It just is how do you accomplish Shanoidim and Adover? Right? That's the machlokes. How do you ask the reitiv? Right? What's the term?
So then it does matter which, if you said Zeh or not Zeh, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the machlokes, yeah, that's the
machlokes, right. I mean, that's not the way the Ron understood this statement.
Oh, yeah? Okay, what does the Ron say?
The Ron says that because he's making a chadisur, isn't that what he says?
Now, granted, the Ran says like this: Shanoidim and Adover. The Ran says Klomer Dover Zeh, right? Mm.
Right.
Right. Now, so the Ran is definitely understanding that this is part of the Rabbonon talking, right? But it doesn't really answer our question that we want to know, right? Shanoidim, if you ask the Dover Zeh and it's Arav Ba'acher, I'm saying everyone agrees with that. I'm saying that that's not the point. Right, that's not the point. The point of the machlokes is that what do you need to ask the reitiv or the tam? The second step of being nisar with dover acher is that's agreed upon. Right, so the Ran would seem to be saying that he understands that the Mishnah reads according to its order, that this is part of the Rabbanan talking. Right, and that's what he's saying. Shanoid min hadover, klay ma dover zeh. Right, over there is the Rabbanan Sheet as opposed to Behuda. Right? Now, what the reason for that? That's one. So, no, is there a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan concerning the next statement? It's awesome. Is there machlekes about that? So do I have? We have a premise over here different from someone over here, and I'm making an assumption, unproven assumption here.
Yeah. I mean, what you're saying is that the Rabbana didn't need this. This extra statement is only talking about Tarovis, and the Machlokis isn't in Tarovis. The Machlokis is whether the Rotiv is Aser when you don't say Zeh. Mm-hmm. They already made that point.
Mm-hmm, right.
And this issue of Tarovis is not even subject to the Machlokis. So why make the point this way?
When Rabbi Yehuda, or according to the, Rabbi Yossi, when he says that the gravy is Aser, right? He's not saying that because of a no Saint Tom, right? I mean, am I correct with that? Because it's
what is gravy? What does it mean to you?
Right. So I'm not getting to the egg yet, right? This is
I'm
the first
egg.
Right?
Yeah. Right. What does rate mean?
So I would have understood the machlokas beforehand, right? Is whether that's still considered meat. Right, in other words.
Well, I first want to know what's the that. Let's be very specific. What's the that?
The liquid
what is
gravy.
Rotev
the
mean?
Liquid gravy.
So
that comes out of
is there liquid gravy? Okay, and when we're talking about if that's so right, if your understanding is something which is the liquid that comes out of the balsar without anything else mixed into it.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Right, that's the beginning of the Mishnah, right? That's, or whatever, before
uh-huh.
we get into the egg, right?
Uh-huh.
Right, and so on that, Rabbi Yehuda says that that's part of when you said basar, that's included in basar.
Right, okay.
Right? So then I'm understanding when he brings the case of the connection to the egg, it's also not a no Saint Tom issue.
If it asks the egg, so it has to be no Saint Tom, no? The egg is definitely not awesome.
So if it's. It's the time of the of something that came out of the meat that's ushering it. It's considered like there's meat in the egg. In other words, it's not that the meat gave a taste to the egg. It's the time of the meat in the egg isn't bottled. So therefore, it's usher, right? In other words, whether it has a
you call it Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, right? And he's bringing a raya from this psak, right, to a case of rote, which has nothing to do with tam, right?
So let's say, Ryan, okay.
Right? He's saying that there's a be'etzim and iser in taste and gravy, right, and so therefore, as long as wherever that taste is, it remains aser, right? And on that, the Chachamim are saying no, that this is, specifically a no Saint Tom issue, right? And it's because you're getting the taste of the meat and the egg that it's aser. I hear what
Shlomo is saying is that everybody agrees by a neder you're only usher in the meat itself and not in the tam of the meat. And
why is right of also?
So
because that's called because he's calling that meat, and he's saying that is actually in the eggs. That's the way Shlomo is saying it.
Yeah,
that he. That Tam is only usher when you're usher by Zeh. And even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to that. That you're only usher in Tam when you say Zeh. And he's holding that the rotev is the basar mamish, and that rotev is mamish in the eggs. And so, even when you don't say Zeh, you're eating basar. That's how he's speaking at the machlokas. Whereas the chachamim would be saying, no, that's only tam. And just like, and tam is only usher when you say Zeh.
Can we just see if that helps us? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that might be a point that you're saying. I'm not sure if it makes a difference to what we're speaking out, but that's a point. That is a point. I mean, it could be relevant like this. As I'm just being on something a point that mentioning. I have to see if there is any discussion about this. Let's say as far as like machlokes asuras, right? The person has a piece of nevela, right? Something wasn't shechted properly, and now he cooks it with something else. Right? Let's try to get the case simple that it shouldn't be. Right? The person cooks a piece of meat with vegetables, right? The meat was not shechted properly, so the meat is also an isetara of nevela. Right? That the vegetables absorbed was referred to as tam, right? And the vegetables could become osur, right? If it's a nice and tam, right? If the simply means the means that the tam of the basar is noticeable. There's no shishim to be mevatlet, then it's osur. Now the halacha of tam. This is a machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes in the Rishonim, where the tam kikers the rice or not, right? There are those Rishonim who paskin the tam kikers lav the rice. Right? So the iser, when one cooks carrots with boso that was not shechted properly, is not more than an iser drabon, right? Now what I hear over here is that what about a nether? Someone makes a nether. Right? Now, if his nether would be directed to the tam itself, so then that might not be an issue of tam ki'ikr, right? Because the issur that he said was referring to every part and parcel of this item over here. So it talks the issur that he made talks to the taste, just like it talks to the basar.
And because he said nevela is there.
Whatever the right terminology, it might be machlek sebihudan rabbanan about this, right? And I think that maybe Shlomo is saying that even according to the rabbanan, it's not because of that, right? Which we'll come to that in a minute, right? But I just want to first bring out this first point over here. If I'm understanding correctly, a point that was raised that it's possible that something in another context might have the din of tam, and just to bring out the point, that's what we're saying, that you know tam might be an ised rabbonon, but in an nedarim context that might be an ised deraisa, because if that's what he was referring to, so it's no different than the basar itself. Just you know, a person could specifically make an iser you know, on l'chora on tam. Right? Let's say he only asks tam, right? Theoretically, he could do that. So if the issa that he makes on something includes the tam, not merely because of tam, because that's what he asked her the tam directly. If that would be true, then in that situation, that tam would be deraisa, even according to the Rishonim hold that tam kikas drabona. That's a point. That is a point. I'm not sure if that really has to be like this, but that is a point. That is a point. Let's say Kuntra Behuda, right? Roitiv is Osir. That's Bechlal his Neder. Kuntra Behuda, he asks his Roitiv and Kiva. Okay, I mean, so that's really okay. It really has to do, Taka, with the din of why is tam kikalav deraisa. That gets a little involved in that sugya over there. Why is tam kikalav deraisa? Is it because? See, we're assuming right now. I believe that the way we're talking right now is that tam is not the gufa iser, so the ikar iser is not chal on the tam. Right? That's what we're assuming right now. And therefore, there's a mokti mechalik that if you're making a neder, you know, you're talking to the tam itself, so the tam carries the same chashiva as the basar itself. However, that there is another tzad, that the reason why tam is lav the rice is only tam bittel. It's not because it's less of a chashivus in the chefts of tam. It's because of bittel. That means that the fact that it's nois in tam on the derived stickle level is not a reason to stop the bittel. Right, that would be. Right, so according to that, and then you wouldn't have this difference. Right, because I don't know, the difference that was raised over here, if I understood correctly, was that I mean, it really has to do with the marshal that I was bringing out, right? But what I understood, the point that was mentioned over here is that the tam is also because that was what the nether itself was directed to, or the tam is also only because it's like a secondary part of what was nasar, right? And that I was saying that it might be subject. Therefore, it would seem like it would make a difference in the din of tam kikalav deraisa. If the ikar iser was directed to the tam itself, then it would have the same chashivas as the basar itself. But if it's only looked at as tam of the iser, then it would have the leniency of tam kikalav deraisa. Okay, but I see that we're maybe going to get a little off the topic over here. Okay, I think maybe we'll have to leave that at that. Maybe we'll continue the discussion if someone wants at a different point over here. Akoponim. Okay, so we raised the horror and maybe we have an answer to the horror. Okay. We're going to go next step in the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Zok the Mishnah says it like this. Another ben ayayin mut v'tavshul sheyesh b'tam yayin. Someone asters yayin with a nether. And what about a dish that was cooked in wine? So the wine is absorbed in this tavshil. So the Mishnah says that it's mutter, right? Hanoyde min hayayin mutter b'tavshil sheyesh b'tam yayin. Even though the taste is noticeable, it's mutter. Omar koinim yayin zeh shani toyim v'nofel etavshul. However, if he uses this term, he says yayin zeh shani toyim, and the Gemara talks about right these. There are really 2 points in the lashon over here, right? He said zeh, and he said shani toyim. Without knowing any more, we probably would have said, like the previous line in the Mishnah. The previous line in the Mishnah said that Rabbana made the point that a bosser zeh at asers. Would ask the thing even if it's absorbed into something else, it's nice and time. So that would have been that would probably how we would have understood this also. That the point over here is the yayin zeh, just like boso zeh. And now that it was absorbed into this food, so it'll be also if it's nice and time. Now the reason why it needs to be nice and time, I mentioned before, is because there's dine bittel. That's really what the point is. We'll just explain just a little bit how that works for those who like to understand the mechanics of things. I mean, the poshta understanding is as follows, that there's halacha in the raisa of bittel. Bittel is really bittel beroiv. That's the halacha of bittel. Right? Whatever the mocker to that halacha is. And then a bittel beroiv is the raisa, the concept that the meat is as if it doesn't exist, and therefore in this context the meat can't aser. Right? The meat carried the iser, and if the meat, the minority of something gets nisar, if it's mixed into something else, then the meat is bottle, and therefore its iser doesn't have any halachical ramifications. Now, the idea of tam is the following, that in the dine bittel, there's such a halacha that if someone has a mixture and the meat is noticeable, let's talk about, you know, in sight, right? Right, you know, so you have a mixture that's called yavish biyavish, right? You have a mixture of particles, right? And so if the particles are different in look, and it's noticeable what's what, so the Dover Hostess, even though it's a meat, even though it might be a minority, it's not bottled. And the simple understanding of that is because in order to dan a bittel, you have to be able to discard it as if it's not here. But if it is apparent that it is here, then it can't become bottle. It means it's containing, it's holding its chashivas with this, that, it's noticeable. So that's, let's say, talking about in looks. Now, what about it's noticeable in taste? Right, so that would be the simple understanding of how that works also. That even if it's not noticeable in looks, because in this case, let's say it's absorbed in something else, but if its taste is discernible when one tastes it, so that would be also b'chlau, what's referred to as nikar ha'iser, and even though there's a roiv against it, but the roiv can't be mevatel. You can't apply bitl on something which is noticeable, which is nikar. However, at a point that you have that much more, which generally is the sheer shishim, is a point that the time is not noticeable anymore. So once once the time is not noticeable, then the regular din of bitl kicks in. And according to this understanding, the musig of bittel b'shishim, that what causes the bittel is not the shishim, it's the roiv. Now the pshat is that the roiv can't be mevatel kol zman, that the tam is noticeable. So you need the shishim in order to get rid of the tam. Now that there's no tam over here, now bittel b'roiv. There's no shalach as bittel b'shishim. That's partial, but you know, more advanced. Maybe there is such a halacha, but partial. There's no reason to bring chadash and not a new concept of bittel b'shishim, that the shishim makes the bittel. It's the regular din of bittel b'roiv, right? So just like this, you know, you just tam plays a factor. Tam is a block. in the bittul b'roiv. So when, once you get rid of the tam, so now the roiv could be mevatel. And that is the simple understanding of what that din is. Okay, so we just talked about it just a little bit obvious. Now, our Mishnah happens to be talking about that the Isser is Isser Neder. Right? That's what the Isser is. And so you have a Taruvus of Isser Veheter. The Isser is something which is absorbed, which is Nivla, into the Heter. And so whether you can apply Bittul or not is totally in the Din of Nois and Tam, which is referred to usually in halacha of in numbers referred to as shishim. In truth, that it's that's not necessarily an exact number. Right? That were we to know otherwise, could be that the din would be different. Right? If it's nice and tam more than shishim, definitely is osler. Right? Whether if it's not nice and tam in less than shishim, that might be a shayla whether that could be mutter, or maybe today you always need the shishim. Okay, so we just gave a general explanation of what that means, but that's really a halacha in hilchas taruvus. We'll mention just right now, just a little bit what the Ran talks about, without going to the Flavich, just the opening line that this Ran discusses. The Ran discusses a famous Shaila over here, brings in the Rishonim, that what we just discussed over here was that the is when something is Nesar B'Neder, it's subject to the regular Klolim of Bittul. Right, like we just discussed now. Right, that's what we just said. The Ran brings a kasha from the Rishonim as follows. this question is based on two points that maybe we know about or we don't know about. Akoponim like this. Right, we probably those who were with us for a while might remember this idea. Akhtimon Beya tells us the concept of Dov Sheishtu Matirin is Afil Be'elfle Bottle. Which means as follows, that if something which is Osir, now generally if an Isser is Nis'ar with a Dover Heter, like that's what we just discussed, so there's a Dine Bittle. Right, if we have the right conditions to make the bittul, then the isser becomes bottle, and the taruvus is mutter. Moreover, it tells us this is a din rabbanon that dovah sheyesh lematirin, an isser which is a yesh lematirin, which the isser could become hotter, and it's mivui in the gemara really that it's maybe then more than it could become hotter, but it's oimid to become mutter. And so therefore we see the tzad heter in front of our eyes as if it's destined to become mutter. So such a thing, there's no bittul. Even if you have shishim, right? You have elef, right? You have a very large majority of heter over ister, it's not bittul. That's what the Mora tells us. So that's point number one. Dover sheish matirin is afil be'elf lay bottle. It's not bottle at all. Now the Gemara, in Dorm, we'll see later, that the Gemara tells us that Nidorim is the Isser Neder is b'chal halacha of Dover sheish matirin. Neder is something that become hoted, the halacha of Heter Chochem. Chochem could be matir and Neder. The Gemara even says the Ran brings it's a mitzvah lechule to take off a neder that it shouldn't that the michshol of the neder shouldn't exist, and therefore the iser nedarim neder is a davar sheyesh lematirin. The iser neder is an iser which is the yesh lematirin. So based on the first point that we mentioned, so by nedarim it shouldn't apply the din of bittul. on the Issa Neder. This Mishnah says that it only asks if it's nice and tam, it asks, which is mivuid. If it's not a nice and tam, it becomes it doesn't ask because of bittel. Right? So, effectively, Hashem asked that question: that why is that so? Isn't it true that a davar sheyesh matirin is not bottle? Not bottle. Right? That is the question. So even if it's not nice and tam, if bittul doesn't apply, be also. Now just speak out. What the simple understanding of that is that without the concept of bittul. So if you have a davar iser which is nisar, it gets mixed, it gets absorbed in something. So the fact that it's housed, let's say, in heter, doesn't change it. The iser is here, right? This is here, so you can't eat it. True, you could eat the heter, but if you could somehow eat the heter without eating the iser, then you'd be okay. But the problem over here is that you can't get to the heter without the iser. So every bite of the heter, you can have a little piece of iser there, so that's why you can't eat it. But in truth, the heter is mutter, and the iser is also. But technically, you can't get to one without the other. That's simply why in the taruvus there will be a problem. Now the next step is what we spoke about bittul. Bittul, right, will take off the iser on the iser. Okay, so now I don't have any iser over here. The heter never became osir, right? It was just the meat of iser which was osir. So if you could take off the iser on the iser, right? Take it off. So shines, then it's mutter. But if halacha is that davar sheyesh matirin bittul doesn't apply, so you can't apply that concept of bittul. So everything, it is what it is, right? Things remain. So the iser remains on the meat, and even if you have a mashahu in here, but as long as there's a concern that this bite that you take might be eating the mashahu, then it's also. Right? So therefore, that's the basis of the question over here. That why is the Mishnah say over here by Nisa Neder? The Mishnah says that if you have the sheer bittul, that's not nice in time, right? So if it's not nice in time, now bittul could apply. The din of bittul does not apply to an Nisa that's the Yeshul Matirin, and the Dorim is the Yeshul Matirin. That's the question that the Mishnah may ask.
But it takes off the Neder.
What takes off the Neder?
No, but if he's Matir in the Neder.
Oh, he's Matir in the Neder. Right?
Matir in the Neder. That piece of little shtickle, tiny piece of novella in his kosher soup.
Not novella. Novella's not a neder. Novella's an isfer.
Yeah, novella's an isfer. Okay, so some piece of meat that he was not supposed to eat. It's mixed up in his whole thing that he wants to eat. The neder doesn't help him if he's mat to the neder.
Neder doesn't help him. What does help mean?
Meaning, he's matir the neder that he shouldn't. He's not allowed to eat. He's not going to eat a piece of meat. But something fell into it that he shouldn't eat.
No. We're talking about falling in that the iser neder fell in.
The iser neder.
He made an iser on, let's say, this piece of basar.
Right.
And now this piece of basar was cooked with some carrots, and now he wants to eat the carrots.
Right.
That's what we're discussing.
Right. But that piece of meat is batel.
The Mishnah says that the carrots, whether the carrots can be eaten or not, is depend on whether the basar gives taste. Is the taste of the basar is discernible in the carrots?
Okay,
that's what the Mishnah says.
So let's say it's not discernible anymore.
Not discernible. So you can eat the carrots because it's bottle, right? Because this is bottle.
Because it's bottle.
Right.
So really, whether he. Is matzah the neder or not is irrelevant because he can eat it.
So that's the same. But since the halacha is you can matzah the neder, so this type of iser is not subject to bittul. That's the premise that the Gemara in Beit tells us that an iser which is subject to heter, such an iser has a chumrah. Right? Maybe we have to explain why that's so. Right? It would seem to be just the opposite. It has a heter, and therefore it's more chomer, and it can't become bottle. Why is that so? But without going into that explanation and accepting the facts that an iser, which taka could come off, can't become bottle. That is the halach that I was saying. So if neder is such a kind of iser, which the iser could go off, it's not bottle. If those facts are accepted, so then that's a question on our Mishnah over here. Why is the Mishnah telling us that there is bittul?
Why does the Ran stress that it's a mitzvah to b'shoil? Without that, it would also be davar sheyesh matir.
So that he brings that from the Gemara. It's the din of davar sheyesh matir is not just the fact that it has the ability to become hotter. It actually means that it's oymid. It's oymid to become hotter. Right. In order for us to work with that heter, and as I need to see right now the heter, right? That's what's mechayim to see the heter is the fact is that there's something which is initiating that heter. It's supposed to happen. Right? So the fact that it's oymet to happen, that's what tells me already now to see the heter, and that then has that effect on halacha. If it wouldn't be oymet, you know, it would be gratis something that could be done. That type of heter is not maspik for this halacha of davshesh matirin. I think that's mehu in the Gemara over there. Gemara makes chalukim.
So when he brings later a list of things that are yeshem matirin, so hektish is hektish oymet to be nifta.
So this you have to take a seat in that sugi over there. I think we shouldn't talk about over there this point. This point I think is mevuyu in the Gemara. The Gemara makes such chilk. The Gemara asks stiris, and the Gemara gives us the klolim over there. Right. So I don't remember right now what the answer to that is, but that's a part of the sugi over there. Shoinim. Mm-hmm. So akoponim, yeah. So that is the question. That is the question. And the answer that the Rishonim say, and the Ran is not doesn't disagree with this. The Chiddush in the Ran is really the next step that he talks about. But the first step over here is that really just rules in this halacha that the din of davar sheyesh matirin, that it's not bottle, is only by a taruvis of a min b'minay. There's two types of taruvis, and you have something called a min b'minay. That means that the item itself is the same, got mixed up, mixed in. And it just happens to be that I'm just going to use an example. Let's say if you have apples, right? And some of these apples are aser, and some are not aser. Right? Let's say some of the apples are orla. Right? Right? Same apple, same item. It just one carries this and one doesn't. So that's a taruvus of iser v'heter, but it's min b'minay, right? Because the species is the same thing, right? That will be taruvus of a min b'minay. Then you have a taruvus of a mishayin b'minay, right? If you have two different species that get mixed together, min b'mishayin b'minay. So the chumra, this halacha that we have of davar sheyesh lematirin, that it applies to a min b'minay, and not to mishayin b'minay, and it only applies to min b'minay, not mishayin b'minay. And therefore, if that's true, so then the answer to this question could be simple, that our sugi over here is talking about the type of taruvas that the halacha of davar sheyesh lematirin is non-applicable to. Meaning, we were talking about a min mishayin b'minay. That's what we're discussing over here in our sugi, right? Similar to the case of the eggs, right? That the basar, right? The byproduct from the basar got absorbed in the eggs. That's definitely min mishayin b'minay. It's two different things. So over there, even though the iser is an iser of a yesh lematirin, but since the taruvus is a taruvus of min mishayin b'minay, so then that din doesn't apply. Okay, fine.
Would that be a little different to the way the Rav explained the mechanics of batel b'shishim?
Let's hear what you would say here.
The Rav was saying that batel b'shishim tells us that, you know, if there's less than shishim, we can't say regular batel, bittel. But once there's, you know, once you have shishim, there's no more tam, so then it goes to the regular heter of batel barov.
Right.
But if we're saying here that if we take away the batel b'shishim, it's not going back to the din of batel barov. We're saying that
Take away the din of batel b'shishim.
We're saying that according to the Ran, it's mavutal. In other words, we're not worried about the regular din of bittel, because if it was min b'mino, it would be batel barov. But here we're saying that since it's more than shishim, it's like either the lace lay maybe or something like that. In other words, it's not flowing back to the regular halachas of min b'mino.
I'm sorry, I didn't follow that.
What he's saying is that if it would be what the Rav was saying before is that shishim is only a way to say that it's like still nicker. Once it becomes less than shishim, now it's just batel baruv. Or once it's more than shishim, it's batel baruv. And so there should be no difference at that point between min shveino mino or min b'mino.
Okay.
Meaning the question is there a fundamental difference between min shveino mino?
Min menashin is not because of tam. The difference that we just said right now is not because of the noise in tam or not. That's not the reason why the din of dov shesh matirin applies here, not to there. Right? Is that what you were assuming?
He was bothered by the fact that it sounded like what we said before is that shishim isn't a fundamental issue. It's just a way to know whether it's still nick or whether you can say bittul or you can't say bittul.
Right.
It's just a block on bittul.
Right.
So once you get to above shishim, so you don't have a block on bittul, you're just going to batel barov.
Right.
There's really no difference between batel barov by min shebim b'mino or min shebeinu mino. So at that point, there shouldn't be any difference at all.
Now, one second. I noticed that suddenly became part of the discussion. How did that happen? To me, it sounds like because we are associating tam with mim b'she'enu mino, and mim doesn't have tam.
Right.
Which, okay, that's a point. That wasn't the point that we were talking about. But you want to talk about that? That's true. That's true. That in a taruvas of min b'minoi, there is no nois in tam because there aren't two things. So there's never a tam, right? So in a taruvas of min b'minoi, then you never have a theoretically you should never have a dinner of nois in tam, and therefore it will always be bottle.
I understood what the Rav said before is that if you have more than shishim, right? So by min shabaino mino, right?
So you're just using that as an example because you understand that your premise is min is not nois in tam anyways. So the whole idea of nois in tam doesn't talk to min to min.
So I think that's what the Rav was saying before is that more than shishim of min shabaino mino equals min shabamino. In other words, now we go back to the regular klalim of min b'mino,
okay,
right?
Okay.
And we say by min b'mino that if the davar sheyesh bo matirim, it doesn't work. And
no, so that these are two different points, right?
But that's what the Ran said. Is that davar sheyesh bo matirim?
The Ran is saying that there's an intrinsic difference which needs explanation. Right, but there's an intrinsic difference between min she'enu mino concerning the halacha of davar sheyesh bo matirin. That's what the Ran's discussing. Now that doesn't talk. That's not what we were saying before. Before we didn't even mention min she'enu mino. Right, we just sort of decide on our own that min b'mino doesn't have tam. So you know, it's always a bittul b'roiv. So. Right? That's sort of our own development on that, right? But concerning the din of nois and tam, You're right. The way we explained over there is that, that there's no fundamental difference between mimbishenemina. Right? If you had tam, then mimbishenemina would also not be botel. It just happens to be that mimbishenemina is more like a technical idea. Right? As a matter of fact, right? I don't want to. But I just want to tell you, there's a shining more about how you it's okay. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't bring this up. how do you decide mimbishenemina? Right? You know the answer. It's, all right. But so it could be that even theoretically. It's a shy but thin. Okay, fine. We won't open a new difficult topic. So, but that difference is not an intrinsic name. That's more like a technical thing, right? Even right that what you're saying over there. The fact that mimbiminoi there's no time and mimshenei is time is technical, right? It's not a halacha category. One or the other. So we're not referring to that. The Ran is talking about a halacha category called mimbimina, mishenimina, and they have different dinim, right? Not because of nice and time. It doesn't have to do with the nice and time. It's just a different type of taruvas. So the Ran tells us over here that. The chumrah of davar sheyesh lo matirin that it's not bottle only applies to a taruvas of mimbimina, but taruvas of mimbimina that chumrah doesn't apply, and therefore you have the regular klolim of bittel by a taruvas of mimbimina even if it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's what the Ran is saying over there. So are things settled over here or not yet? I'm not sure if I was aiming on the shayla. I wasn't able to you know, give you the direct. I thought I'd just give you the tools. what do you say?
So it's very clear that the example that Yehuda brings of the eggs cooked with meat is mimbishenemina.
Right.
Is Bosa in Rotev considered mimbimina, mimbishenemina?
So the Ran says, he really says that we're talking about such a thing, right? That's what we're discussing, and dum yo debayim, right? So, Rotev,
if Rotev is mimbimina with meat, then the whole. Why is Rabbi Yehuda bringing this?
Well, where are you? Let's say in the Mishnah itself. Let's say Hanoi de Bibasa also beroitiv, or coin Rabbi Yehuda, right? What's that? Is that so? Like we discussed before, is that a taruvas or not?
No, that's a nadar.
No, I'm saying, but is there isav heter here? In the case of roitiv, are we talking about that it's a tzli? That there's nothing else, or it's hakabishal, and the mayim is mutter, and you have to come on to the din. Oh. So even according to what you are saying, that would be the application, right? It'll be nice and time to mayim, let's say, right? To mimshen amina, right? That's what that would be.
So what is it? What is the right to say? Is it water or is it just the meat?
So I mean, I think it's either or. I think I think we both apply, and even with your ha'ora, I think it's still a mimshen amina, right? It's right. Still a mimshen amina, so that would be right. Now, why this is so? Right? This is what the Ran is famous for. That why is this so? I mean, the Ran has sources to such an idea that the chumrah of davar sheyesh lo matirin is loy batel. It's a chumrah, right? Because it's not subject to bittel. It's even a mashu hu b'laser. That chumrah was only said to taruvas of mim b'minoi. But mim b'she'ine minay doesn't have that chumra, and there is it in both. Now, what's the explanation of that? Why should that be so? Why should that be so? Right? The Ran himself, you know, raises that question. Why should that be? And, you know, based on the answer, he wants to answer a riff, which is maybe more advanced, not for us right now, but just the preliminary idea, we could speak out, since this is a Yeduutik Aran, which is right here on the page, so we'll just speak out this prat of what he's saying.
And the other issue on that question just didn't bother them.
Is that true? Well, I think the Rishonim do ask a question, no? There's a... No, don't the... there's a Tosfos over here on the page where he also asked the question. No?
No, in the Tosfos, so I'm just saying what the Ron brought down from other Rishonim.
I mean, he brings...
And he says, you know, Elu Divrei Rishonim.
Right.
Did they give an explanation why Mina, or they just said that was a difference?
Oh yeah, I don't know if they give an explanation.
Okay. That's what I was saying. Right. Maybe you're right. Maybe they're different.
See, the truth is that whether this is a, I don't know, first glance it seems like it's something that needs explanation. But the truth of the matter is that if you are a little more familiar with Hilchas Taruvos in the Dine Drabonon, in other places, you do find such a thing in other instances. It could be the chumras that Drabonon gave, that by Truma and Tevel they have bigger shiurim to become bottle, is only by Mimbimina, not by Mishenimina. If you find these chalukim, which the Ran's explanation, I don't know if it helps over there. But the Ran asks the question, and the Ran says an explanation over here, which is kedai to mention, right? As far, okay, so what we're coming to explain right now is that why is it that the halacha of this chumra of Dovashiyeshal Matirin is loy bottle only applies to mim b'minay, not to mim b'sheinay minay. Right? Why is that so? Where does this difference come from? So Ran tells us as follows, right? This is what the Ran explains. Ran says as follows, that the happens to be machlekes in Shas, which is also machlekes in Poiskim, that the whether mim b'minay is bottle at all, with the rice component, right? Min b'minay, it's possible that dinner min b'minay, right? Just manage the other side of the thing. Still now we just discussed. Right. Even though, right, nothing to Hashem Tin, that the din of bittel doesn't apply to taruvas of min b'minay, which we just said it would be just the opposite. That means that this, even though there's no tam, right? Nevertheless, there's no bittel, and obviously the reason would be is nothing to do with the tam. It's that means something is intrinsic about this taruvas that is not subject to bittel. Now, the source to this is maybe we definitely have this in the past. Again, depending on how long the Olam has been with us. But this is a famous machlekes b'hudin rabbanon, whether min b'mina is bottle or not, and there are sources that they argue on as to the source to this halacha. Actually, this source happens to be by in Davide Siyam Kippurim, it's mivuy over there that you mix the dam par and the dam soy together, even though the dam par is definitely much more than the dam soy, and nevertheless, you know, you're making a hazor of this mixture over here. That means that we're still reckoning with the soy. Why is it not bottle? Right? So it's clear that it's not bottle. And machlekes just is that what's the pshat? Right? There's a custom over there that says that that's not bottled. There's no, the din bittul doesn't apply. Then in Shabbos, why is that so?
It's rov dam par, but it's not shishim.
Okay. Therefore, what? Do you need shishim? What? What? What?
Avoid the bottle. You have shishim.
And there's no tam because it's min b'mina. This is not even shayach shishim.
Right. Right, so that's, so if there will be a bit of there, it should be roiv, right? My computer, like we just discussed before, that technically a mimbi minoi, right? That means dam, right? You know, parents or I don't think they know that, right? But it could be from more than that, more than this, that time is not a factor. But even on a simple level, right? You know, it's all dam, right? It's all the same. Right, so the concept of tam, you know, is not applicable over there.
He says that he has to have all the blood. Maybe he takes equal amount of the sorrow and the blood.
When he mixed it, before he mixed it.
So this, you have to say more about this. This is you're asking a question on just right. Pashat the Mokr in the Gemara itself, right? Right. Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, that's a valid question. Okay. A component, but we are working that there is a mixture, right, of everything, right. Right. See what the right answer to that is. A component. So Zokta Gemara, it's mivui over that there's no bittul, right? Shalos, why is there no bittul? Huda says. The reason for that is a general klal you see over here, mim b'mina is le'botel. The Rabbanan have a different explanation for that. It's a more local halacha in Kochim. Right? Oilin in Mevatlan Zeze, right? Kochim Dikka concept. But as far as mim b'mina, it is botel. Right? That's machlokes over there. What the understanding of that? Why is there no bitl over there? Akaponim, Yehuda learned that from over there, that's his source. That mim b'mina is like bottle. But in whole, mim b'mina is bottle. The Ran explains that the concept of mim b'mina le bottle has an explanation behind it. The Ikka concept. And what he says is as follows. That bittle has to do with, if you have some kind of his snagdus. If you have some kind of what's the right word for that?
Opposing.
Okay, that's good. Okay, right. You have two opposing things. So then, bittul is that, you know, whatever is greater, right, will overpower the other thing, and you know that will take over what's here. That's the concept of bittul. So if you have two different things, then you can have an opposing factor. One could oppose the other. One could become bottle. But if two things are the same, so they're not gonna, one will not overpower the next. On the contrary, they'll join together. So when it's a min b'mina, there is an understanding how bittul is not applicable because you're missing the conditions to create the bittul, the opposing factors. If nothing's opposing, then on the contrary, we join together and kolechid is mechazik, right, the other.
Even though one may be 100 parts and the other is only 2 parts.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. The numbers are not relevant because there's no, not opposing each other. We're all the same. Right? So we join. We join forces. Right? that's the basis of the concept of mim b'mina le botel. The Ran says as follows, that the Rabbanon who hold that mim b'mina is botel, right, it's not because they argue fundamentally with that idea, but Rabbanan hold that since the Taruvis, granted that the actual min, the species, are the same, but one's osur and one's mutter. And the contrast, or the conflict, could be created with the dinim themselves, the iser v'heter, right? So that's the point of the machlokes. over here. That the concept of mina is that if things are the same, then not shayach bittul, because I need some kind of conflict. And the machlekes is that is it sufficient that the dine issa v'heter themselves will be the basis of the conflict to cause the bittul? Therefore, says the man as follows, that this idea, now this is glad I didn't draw bonon, right? Like we said, the din of min b'mino, right? So, you know, after kechloi sakoil, right, this is only on the rabbonic level, but it's working with the same ideas. The Ran says over a novel idea in the explanation b'chlal of dover sheish matirin, that it's not bottle. Why taka is it not bottle dover sheish matirin? And the Ran says as follows. Lo sheish matirin, that means that its iser is not full iser, because its iser could come off, right? So there's still a heter in this iser. So therefore, says the Ran like this, is that if we're talking about something which is a min b'minay, and the only reason why a min b'minay, when it's not a yesh l'matirin, right? In case where there is bittul, is only because we have this contrast between iser v'heter. You have, right? That's the contrast. That's the basis of the koyach habittul. But if your iser over here is not full iser, it's an iser which is it's called a weak iser because it has study heter in it. So that iser can create this conflict, and you're back to the din of min b'minay. So be yisoydo, the rabbanon hold, like we're saying, everyone agrees that in order to make a bittul, you need some kind of conflict between the two parts of yitaruvis. The rabbanon hold that the iser v'heter could create that conflict, but I need to have opposing iser v'heter. If my iser is not full iser, because there's yesh l'matirin, there's heter in it, so that I have nothing to create the conflict, and that's why it's not subject to bittul. However, if I'm talking about a taruvas of mim she'ena minay, so mitzad the minin themselves, I have the conflict, so I don't need to come onto the iser v'heter to create the conflict. So therefore, even if the iser is a yesh l'matirin, it's not going to affect the ability to make the bittul, because I have the conflict without the iser v'heter. In the minin themselves, I have the conflict. That's the bir hadvarim. The Ran says, so he's explaining the ikar mechanics of why is that a double sheish l'matirin, there's no bittul, and based on that, why it only applies to taruvus of a mim b'minay and a mim b'shein b'minay, this whole idea is not relevant. Right? So that's what the Ran says. That's the Ran's famous explanation in dover sheish l'matirin. In Itz Yadua, the Poskim already talked about this. We'll just mention this since this is a important matter. Welcome to remember. Rashi and Beis is mashma, which the Poskim bring a different explanation in the reason for Dover Sheish L'Matirin, why it's not bottle. Rashi says something that the Poskim can quote. The following idea, that Dover Sheish L'Matirin, something which an issue which has a heter, so being that it has a heter, so the Nusach, I believe, is something like Asher Tachalena Be'Isser is Tachalena Be'Heter. What that means is, of course, it's not eating it Be'Isser in the current stage. What it means is that there's a din drabona not to rely on the bittul, as if bittul is like a kula, and you're being relying on bittul to get rid of the iser, that we shouldn't be relying on the bittul to take off the iser, because the iser itself could come off. Wait till the iser, right, goes off itself, right? You know, eat it with the iser having an intrinsic heter rather than mikoyach bittul. That's how Rashi explains it over there, and the poskim talk about nafkaminis that come out according to these explanations. Right, according to Rashi, under certain circumstances, you're not going to have an ability to eat it. that's what doesn't apply for whatever reason it is, then it'll be mutter, right? According to the man, it's not dependent on that. It's more an intrinsic idea. Okay, so this is really where that comes from, right? So it's taka aloch and hilchos taruvus, but it's good to know that this idea, dovash shematirin, right? This halacha is that it's le bottle, and the halacha dovash shematirin only applies to a taruvus of min b'minay. That still needs explanation according to Rashi, right? Right? Why should that be? So there is a Ramon in Teres Chatos, which is his sefer on Yerideya there, which he says an explanation which needs explanation. Right? So I can't help you with that. I just give you the Maror Mokum. Right, the Pesachim will bring it. They seem to not have a difficulty with it. I was never got it so good.
I mean, what the difference in Rashi is between min b'mino and min b'shevenu min?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, can you say, just like we were saying, this is that min b'mino isn't batal by yeshlam v'tirin because it's not machlish, because it's like, you know, because they're the same, so it's not machlish, and min shevenu minu would be batal because it's machlish, because it's two different things.
Interesting for a second. What we want to know is that according to Rashi, if this svara is not to rely on bittul, if you don't need to, that's the svara that you're not supposed to rely on bittul. So that should even apply to a taruvus of min b'minay. If the iser, right, as we go on to the rabbanon shita, that there is bittul on right. Right, there's bittul on min b'minay, and if you have your roiv or whatever your shear is, that it's mutter de bittul. But if it's yeshlam matirin, the svara would apply. You know, achetachilenu, the ikur svara should apply. Mm-hmm. Okay, while we're over here, just one point that just for those who are taking in all this information, there is a point of those who are chazrim Maseches Beya that's in their chazora program. There's a big kasha that the Mefarshim ask on the Ran L'chayde in the sugya of Yeshlam Matirin. It's mivuyer that applies to two halachas. It applies to the din halacha of bittul. Dobashish Matirin, right, is Leibotel, but wherever that applies to. Now it's also Mivuyer that the din of Safa Drabon on Lahokil doesn't apply by Dobashish Matirin. Right? The rule is that Safa Drabon, we have a Safik, so Safa, which is the Raisa, Sveik the Raisa is the Chumra, right? That everyone agrees on, right? Whether that is, right? Teresh Rabon, now give me that, right? But the halacha of Sofik Jabonon is lahokal, right? That we know about. Now the Mora tells us that, let's say you have a situation which is a Sofik Jabonon and Sofik Isser Jabonon, and the Isser is a Yesh L'Matirin. So the Gemara over there says that this same idea of Dov Sheish L'Matirin, right, the Chumra of Dov Sheish L'Matirin applies there also. And if the Isser Drabona that you're dealing with is an Isser, which is Yeshlam Atirin, then you don't have the rule of Sof Drabona Lahok over there. Now, according to Rashi, what?
Give an example.
Let's say Isser Mukta. Gemara talks about such things. Yeah, right. Right? Right? So if what your Isser over here is, Chayisi Beishnel Biyamtaf, whatever it is, you know, some kind of right, Isser, Shabbos Dik Isser, so it'll be mutter afterwards, so don't eat it now, right? Right, it's a sophic, right? So according to where Rashi explains, this idea, achilenu. So no, that's also the idea. So to bunu hokel, it's coolly being soymich lahokel. So that's the basis of the halacha. Right? You know, it's of course it's a sophic. Granted that such a halacha, you have the right to be a maker on a soft jabon, but if there's an oifna, you can eat it when it's vaday mutter, so you have no heter. Right? So that explains that. But according to the Ran's explanation is very specified to Hilchus Bittel. Right? According to the Ran, right? How would his explanation, the Lashish and Matirin, why should that affect the din of soft jabon lahokel?
I mean, it looks like Rashi, we got a something called halacha.
So the problem with that is that if that's also then mechit is the second halacha, right? So the truth of the matter is that the achrayim do say like you're saying, but that's the question, right? So once you have one explanation which takes care of both halachas, how do we know that there's a second explanation here? Right?
Do all the Rishonim agree that this thing that we say doshin? Dabar sheish lo matir is not part of filu be'elof is only by min b'mino. Does everyone agree with that?
I can't say everyone. Maybe they might find someone, but I think it's widely accepted, right, in the Rishonim.
It's the Ran's chiddush or the Ran's telling us and.
No, I mean, the Ran's bringing it from others, right? I mean, right? He's not saying on his own. The what the Ran brings is that maybe some Rishonim learned that maybe there's a machlokes hasugius about this, right? And in explaining the riff, right? That's a question that the next step on this is that the riff seems to be using the concept of dov sheish matir and even by mim shenim ine. That's the next step over there. But so based on what you're saying is that the Ran brings that there are some Rishonim that learn that the Rif learns that it's actually Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Hasugyos. I'm sorry, Machlokes Hasugyos maybe about this and maybe there's a sugya that holds that it applies even by Mim Shenim meaning. But I think that definitely. Rav Yishayim, if not for all, don't go with that. I believe.
So the whole thing is that Bittel only works when there's a contrast or an opposing thing. That's the whole Yisayi.
This is the Yisayi of the Ran. This is the Yisayi of the Ran.
And that Rav Yehuda holds it has to be a real opposing thing, and the Chachamim hold that even the Issa Beheter is enough of an opposing thing.
Right.
I heard somebody explaining that the reason that Min Vermino is not Bottle is because it's the same Min and it strengthens it?
That's what the Ran says. It's part of the, it's all included in that Ran.
What does that mean, strengthening it? I don't how does that
mean? What means strengthening means that it joins together. Right. So if you don't have two opposite things, it's all the same. So they join together, and by joining it, so the roiv is gives a chizik for the existence of the meat, because it joins together. That's what it is, right? It becomes part of the group. That's what that means.
This strengthening thing is the same thing as because there's no opposing thing. Therefore,
right. Just a step further. That not only is nothing to oppose it, but on the contrary, right? It links on to the other thing, and it that gives it its existence. Now it's part of a larger group.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, that's all part of the other round. Ben says that. Okay. So the rest of the Ran is maybe a little more advanced. We're not gonna go into that right now. Okay, so let's see the Gemara now. Okay, when was that Gemara? Let's see the Gemara. Okay, we just turned to Amud Beis. Zok Gemara v'Ramin. Gemara is an essay contradiction. The following: Min Adoshim Oser Bashishim. A person makes a neder to Aser Adoshim, which are lentils. Zok the Tanakama Oser Bashishim. That Isser will include Ashishim. What are Ashishim? The Ran says as follows. He brings from the Yushami Ashishim. Amri b'Yushami di'inen tilfechi d'megavlon umetagnam bidvash. These are the same lentils, but they're processed. Processed in means say that they are they are they're rolled, they're kneaded in
fried in honey.
Now I'm just practicing Megavon. Right, Megavon, right, Gibel refers to knead it. I guess you first roll it in honey, and then you fry it. Right? So Zokta Tanakama, that if a person asks Adoshim, Adoshim also by Shishim. He's also the Issa will include Ashishim. Rabbi Yossi matter. Rabbi Yossi said it's mutter. Now the Gemara is asking a contradiction over here between the machlokes in the discussion in my Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi took something in my Mishnah concerning an Adon Acholov, whether it's mutter bekum or not. Now, for Muskel Rishon, I mean, it would seem to be that, you know, the shittos are switched, are flipped over here. And the Mishnah says that Nedmin HaCholov is mutter bekum. That's Tanakam. Rabbi Yossi says it's awesome. In this case over here, that if he asks Adoshim, the Tanakam says that Ashishim am awesome, and Rabbi Yossi is matter. So it would seem that if there is a similarity between the two cases, and we want to ask a contradiction, it would seem that it should be a two-way contradiction, which the truth is that the Rishonim, other than the Ran, do understand that it's a two-way stira.
I didn't know it's the same Rabbanan and Tanakama here, the same Rabbanan and Tanakama and Amishan. I mean, Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Yossi, you can ask his stira, it's called Rabbi Yossi, but...
What, it's like two Rabbanans? Two different Rabbanans?
Rabbanan just means other Kanaim who don't agree with Rabbi Yossi.
Mm-hmm. So are you offering that maybe the Rabbi Yossi over here is not, you know, there's three groups over here? And the mission just switched off in the Tanakama Shita, the Chachamim. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess maybe that's not a lechatchila dika way to answer this.
I said maybe Stam Mishnah is
a
rare
book.
This
is a Bryce.
Yes.
Ramina?
Okay, yeah, good. So maybe that's right. So now let's see the Ran. The Ran makes a point over here. The Ran says as follows. Just picking up where we left off. The Ran makes a point that the stealing one is asking is specifically in Rabbi Yossi. Dil Rabbanan Lekasha. Zokt Ran that the difference in the Shittas Rabbanan, that Rabbanan are matter over there, the kum, when you make a nether on cholov, and over here they're asking Ashishim, that's not a steer, that's not a contradiction. Dil Rabbanan Lekasha. Daf gab de gabi cholov shorbu bikum. Hain mishum de kum lab cholovu. That we could explain why the difference in the two things. Because initially, kum and cholov are two different things, two different entities. So, therefore, when someone asks cholov, you know, he's referring to cholov, right? That's cholov is cholov, and kum is not cholov. Avla shishim, afgat metang medvash, adoshim ninu. However, the shishim, that the essence of what it is, it's the same lentils. It just happens to be that it went through a process of tigum bidvash. So the rabbanon hold it. That doesn't change anything. So that's why it doesn't bother us the question that by cholov their matir the kum, and over here they answer. That wouldn't be a contradiction because we can make that difference. Zokteran avlav Rabbi Yossi kasha, but in Rabbi Yossi that the halachas are the opposite, that the Gemara is bothered by the ihacha sharing, Because he's matter over here by Ashishim. The Hochasharim, now what's the basis of that? Kivan the Isbahu Duvsha Ashishim Mikaryan. So it's like this. So the most kasha is that it's like a kol shekein, right? Over here you have the same lentils, but because they're fried with the dvash, that changes their identity, and now they become a different something else, which is not included in the nether. Is kol shekein delay havel lemesa become shul dov rach legamri? And definitely he should consider kum something different. So that's why the Gemara's kasha over here. The Ran says is specifically in Rabbi Yosi. En fit the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara's teretz. En fit the Gemara. Ba'asre de Rabbi Yosi. I'm sorry. Maki Likasha. Maki Asri. Maki Asri. Each one according to how they refer to it in their place, so which means it's not a fundamental machlokes.
What? Gemara asks the question: don't we know by the Dharma you just go achal lashem bnei adam and it's all kiasrei? What's the question in the first place?
So I don't know if it's a good question in the first place because the Gemara didn't. Is the Gemara's teretz coming from information, or the Gemara is this is what we're saying must be the answer?
This must be the answer.
It's mikayach the kasha, right? Right, so if it's mikayach lekasha, that's why we ask the question, right? And so that's what the Gemara says, must be that this has to be the answer. Lekasha, makias makiasri. Now the truth is that the Loshna Gemara, the Gemara is like working with the Rabbanan, would have like a mashmoit as if that there was something to discuss in the Rabbanan, maybe not like the Ran, which says that there was never a question according to the Rabbanan. But Gemara speaks out that Basid Rabbanan called Lechabu Chabu Kumakuma. Basid Rabbiasi Lukuma Nami Korile Kuma de Chalbu. So, according to what the Ran is saying, the Ikar Shaila over here was that if Rabbi Yosi holds that Ashishim are not Adoshim, so why would we relate Kum to Cholov? The answer is because the way they refer to this Kum is taco as a product of Cholov, Kum de Chalva. That's what they refer to it. So it's related, the Shem of the cholov is carried with the chum, and that's the basis of Shitas Rabbi Yosi, why he holds that it's awesome.
You have to say they call Ashishim Ashishim and they call Adoshim Adoshim, they don't call Ashishim Adoshim that are fried in honey. They just call, even though the word Ashishim according to the Ran means it's fried in honey, it's in lentils, but they don't call it lentils anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now the Ran is bothered by something that he mentioned before, which we said is not so clear whether the fact is true. But the Ran had quoted a braisa that Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah argues in both cases, even in the case when you ask the kum, the also on the cholov. So that would need explanation. That's what the Ran. Man comes to explain over here is that granted we understand Shittas Rabbi Yosi, like the Gemara is saying right now, that if you want the kum could be aser because the kum carries the name of the chol because it's referred to as kum of the chalva. However, what about the other case? When a person asks his kum, he's also with cholov. I mean, cholov doesn't carry the name of kum. Set the man asks over. If you look around the last part of this round, in terms of Rabbi Yosi, Tenech the Nadim Na Cholov also Bekum. Fish Adain Shem Cholov Olov Dukum the Chabal Korole. Elo Noidem Na Kum. This is what he's asking. Noidem Na Kum Amai also Becholov. Why is what comes Rabbi Yosi? Why is it that Noidem Na Kum is also Becholov? Holy Korole Chalba Dukum. They don't call it Chalv the Kuma. So why should be awesome? That's what the Ran asks based on such a gear that he has, that is the halacha. Basically, argues over there So that piece was, is still missing in the explanation. En fitaran yesh loimer. The kivin the koru the kuma kuma the chalva. The man says as follows that it's based on this. That things start with the fact that the kum is referred to kuma the chalva. So now havel hu cholav a kum davar echad. I said this needs a little explanation, but just say the words over here that the Ran says. That the Ran says that as a result of this, that the kum is referred to as kum of the chalba, it doesn't just stop over there, but now it gives a certain association, a relation between the two things as being one thing, and therefore now it'll affect halacha in the next step that even if you aser the kum, you'll be also on the cholov. That's a good run.
If in Rabbi Yossi's place, if they call it kuma, they call it kuma the chava. So let's say he makes his nether, he says kum, he's really saying his nether, I'm asking kuma the chava. In his nether, he's asking kuma the chava. So he is as if he said the word cholov in his nether. Since Ba'asud Rabbi Yossi, they call.
I grant it was not so sure about that. Let's. What do you hold about the first step? Let's say he asks Kuma the Chalva, right? If he talks like that, will the Cholav be Aser? Because in this case, he's like specifying this part of the Cholav, right? So if he asks, so your point over there, I think, is assuming one of these two tzadim, which maybe is not doesn't have to be like that, right? So what's the halacha if he asks kuma the chalva? So that might be excluding the cholov in such a case, right? So if that's so, it might be worse or it might be different if he expresses like that. And this Rabbi Yossi holds that the whole v'yoser might be specific only if he says this on the kum, then the kum, we can learn that the kum as, you know, it's we look at it as one thing. But if he specifies that, it could be that he's taka excluding that. Yeah.
The chacham asar ashishim because they held that people also refer to that as a dashim, or no? Nobody called a shishim a dashim, but because you asered a dashim, and a shishim has a dashim in it, then it's niklul.
They are a dashim, they just have a little processing to them.
Okay, but Rabbi Yossi holds that, what's he hold? You didn't intend to aser a shishim, because even though you said a dashim, and it's got a dashim in it, but you.
So you're raising a good point. That what is the point of the machlekes over here? If it's mutar kontra b'yaisin, because it's referred to as something different. So what do the rabbanon hold? The Ran just told us that essentially it is a dashim. Okay, that's the point. But what about what you refer to it as? So just that's what Michael wants to know. What's the cheshbon over here? Is the pshat like the man is a little mash from the Ran that if it's essentially the same thing, it's not relevant anymore what you call it, because it's adoshim, right? So now okay, I'm not sure if it's even right what I'm saying. Does that mean that it's not relevant what you call it, or it still carries the name adoshim? Even though maybe people don't refer to that, but the Shem Adoshim is not, I don't know. I'm saying
isn't that what the Gemara is answering? Is that different places call it different things?
The Gemara is talking about, according to the Ran, the Gemara is discussing, according to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara is saying, right, the difference between two things, that it's not referred to that ashishim are not referred to as adoshim, and And as far as kum, it's referred to as kum de chalba. Mm-hmm. That's what the Gemara says. Now, Michael is just, you know, so let's right. see. So what is the machleik? So what did Rabbanan hold? The Gemara tells us that concerning kum, the Rabbanan call kum, and not kum de chalba. Right? But now come back to Ashishim. What's the cheshbon over there? The Gemara doesn't tell us that there's a machlekes. What you refer to Ashishim as, it doesn't sound like that's a machlekes. It sounds like everyone calls, you know, Ashishim. So that means it's defiled that according to the Rabbanan, even though it's called Ashishim, it's still Osir. Alright, so is there a fundamental machlekes over here, you know, in the rules of Nidorim, right? Or, you know, how do you follow through over here? The way the Ran said it before, it sounds like it has to do intrinsically. Since that's what it is, it is Adoshim. So even though if people maybe don't call it Adoshim, it sounds like it still carries the Isser of Adoshim. That's the Mashmois of the Ran before. Right? So there won't be, you know, like the Machlekes over there will be a different point. That would be that machlekes. The fact something which has a specific name, but intrinsically is the same thing. You could clarify exactly what the point of the machlekes over there is. The mashmois of the Ran maybe over there is that before the name, but it is. Do you look at it as something new here? It sounds like that will be the basis of the machlekes. According to the Rabbanan, you know, the disguise that it has doesn't change things, right? So therefore, it remains what it is, regardless of what you call it. Rabbi Yossi holds that now that it went underwent this change, so now it's subject to what you call it.
Isn't everything Tali on Lashon Ben Adam though? If Lashon Ben Adam don't refer to them as Adashim, why is it us?
But you asked a Dushan. Why does it matter? But you asked a Dushan, and these are a Dushan.
No, they're not. These are Ashishim. That's what people call it. They were Adushan. They were born Adushan.
So then, how do you explain the Rabbanan? You're saying because the Rabbanan hold that they call Ashishim Adushan. That's how you understand. Okay, the Ran doesn't say that. The Ran says Dafka not like that. The Ran says you can understand the Chachamim because it's Be'etzim the same Dover. Not because they called Ashishim Adushan. The Ran doesn't say that.
The whole Lashon of Nidorim is...
No, you're asking a good question. You have to know what the answer to that is, right? But we're not ready to to change what the Mashmois of the Ran is. We might have to at the end of the day. But at this point, right, we're still trying to maintain what... but it's a good question.
Am I wrong that that's the Mashmois of the Ran?
Yes, I'm asking to you, right? And then you're asking a good question. We have to see if we could... You know, I could see if these two things could coexist, if that would be a steer to Lashon Yodam. Right? That is a good question.
I won't eat French fries. Does that apply to potatoes?
Right. No, I don't eat. I'm nutter from potatoes.
Yeah.
So people don't call French fries potatoes. Right. They call them French fries. Right. So you're mutter now in French fries? I mean, Lachora. This is the same issue.
Right.
Same issue, I think.
So potato chips, they call potato chips, so that's included in potatoes. But French fries is a new zach.
Fine. So forget about potato chips. What about French fries?
French fries?
The Chachamim say, you're noter from potatoes, you're usher in French fries. And he says, no, because you were noter from potatoes, and nope, that they don't call those French fries. So what would be the Chachamim holding? That you call those potatoes also fried potatoes? Nobody calls them fried potatoes. You're saying they wouldn't be masking in this case. They wouldn't ask in this case because nobody calls it that.
I don't know.
That's what you're saying. They would be masking for bios in this case because nobody calls French fries potatoes. Because you're saying it has to do with what they call it.
That's what I think. That's fine.
But the Ran doesn't seem to speak it out that way. So you just have to. We're just trying to understand the Ran.
Ran definitely does not speak it out that way.
Fine. Okay.
Good. So how would you understand kippah, right? Which are small pieces of meat that according to the Chachamim, they don't fall under the category of buser. So why not? Oh.
Because people don't call them buser.
Right, but that's not what Michael said.
No, but he's saying because it still came out of buser. It's still part of buser.
If we call it, if you want to know what kippah is, it's small pieces of buser. That's
now they call it kippah. They don't call it buser.
Right, but again, that's not what Mike. I would agree, but the Ran doesn't seem to say that. Even if you don't call it, it seems to say that that since it is it, then it's included in the nether.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the point. The point that we can definitely have to clarify. Okay. One second.
I remember my first day when I was in Israel learning. So I had the chicken on the table, so I asked him, can you please pass over the tarnagolet?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, real big bambinos on my table, and he was like, you saw him struggling not to laugh at me.
I guess.
He wasn't laughing at you, he was laughing with you.
What was the
original? I have to ask the older people here. What was the original terminology of French fries? Was it always called French fries, or that in itself was a shortening? It was Taka referred to as French fried potatoes. It just got too long the name, so they sort of cut it down.
I have heard some people say potato French fries. Okay. But it's really not common.
Now, so I'm saying that there might be a difference in whether it's just a shortening,
I
but right.
Okay, I have a question.
Just once again.